Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host
No
today.
Ho. No ho.
No ho.
No ho. A lady. A lady.
You betcha.
He was thinking Santa.
Yeah, ho, ho, ho. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And as always, we really did have a wonderful, wonderful
yes,
show.
We do. We have learned to laugh.
Exactly. And you have to have fun. But it's fun with an education behind
yes.
it. And actually, the best way to learn. I mean, you can't force somebody to learn. But you're having a nice conversation. You walk away, as Ira said, and this is probably a year ago, with a golden nugget. You walk away with one thought from our shows each week. You're learning something. And at the end of a year, you have 52 nuggets. And
Whoa.
Then you go to the bank. And then you see you buy your house. No. And now this is the first Christina Liu show of 2020.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's a
How
lot of
How many days
pressure
to her birthday?
This. Oh, good for you. We're going fast, but that has to be
She
worked
wants to
in.
Start with a bang.
Yeah.
I know where to where to move.
Well, if you're going to go there, Wise Potato Chip Company has an energized food package. Where, and it's gluten-free for like almost like a diet and cup, you know, that kind of a thing. And there's multiple servings in it.
Servings, okay.
Now, how many servings do you think is in this one big thing that you buy? 84 servings. I mean, it's a scoop and you mix it with water and a scoop and you mix it with water and a scoop and you mix it with water. 84 servings.
Okay.
Well, now's not the time to give me that, like, okay. Work with me, Iris.
I try to understand. This is a powder, and what? I don't understand.
It's a powder.
Yes.
With 84
servings. Okay. And what does it contain? What does it taste like? Have you tried it?
Oh.
It's 84 days till Christina's birthday.
Oh! She thought you were promoting wine. She thought like John had
Did
a new job.
That
no, I yes, I knew, yes.
Oh, okay.
Anytime there's a random fact, that's what you know. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. 84 days. That seems like it's like
oh
really fast.
Oh my God! It's around the corner.
Yeah. Well, it's Christmas. January. As soon as we had to take down our Christmas decorations, so now we're in like the intermediate
we
winter.
We haven't done it yet.
I keep
we put
like,
them up
I
for
do,
nothing.
Well, I do winter a little bit. It's not another thing. It makes you happy. That's for
yeah,
sure.
No. Yeah,
that's
true.
That's
and
right.
then Valentine's Day will be coming up, and then I was like, my mom, because I always get sad when you know I have to take down decorations. It's like a process. But my mom was like, but, you know, now it's time to start thinking about your birthday. And I was like, Barbara, you're right. We will start thinking about my birthday. That's right.
It
so.
Is. It goes from one to the other.
One holiday to the next.
They say enjoy the moment.
That's right. Yep.
And you're making good moments and good memories.
That's absolutely correct.
Are we on air?
Oh, boy.
I like that, Iris. Was just like needed just to clarify before anything inappropriate was being said. But Happy New Year to everybody.
And a healthy one.
And a healthy, one. Most yes. importantly, a healthy yes. one. It's exciting to be back. I really missed the show. We were off for 2 weeks, and I really missed it. I was very excited for today. And certainly 2020 is starting with a bang. We have a lot of programs coming up. The State of the Town is going to be on January 31st over at Harbor Links, which is... always something I really recommend. I personally love going because the supervisor Bosworth gives a whole overview of accomplishments of 2019 and then what's to come in 2020, which is really exciting. So you get a little understand where the town's focus is. There's a lot of different innovative programs going on. So that's going to be Friday, January 31st at 1 p.m. is the speech. And that's at the clubhouse at Harbor Links, which is over in Port Washington. And it is, it's free to listen to the speech, so you don't have to pay, you know. If you're coming to the luncheon, there's a fee, but if you just want to come listen to the speech, totally free, there's seats. So definitely check that out, because I think that is wonderful. Also,
is it also on TV?
They usually record it. You know, that'll take a little bit. It's not, you know, instantaneous, obviously. But there, I always see them it being filmed, so I'm sure it'll be on the town cable station. And then the supervisor will actually be on our radio show the first week in March, the first Friday in March, to recap everything. So you could listen to that, too, and just get all of your information.
You have the co-host already arranged for that?
Yes, I believe we do. Yeah, I think we have the co-host for that day. But we have a lot of other great programs. I want to remind people you can register for the Project Independence exercise classes, which are totally free. I know Iris.
I do participate.
Iris, which ones do you do?
I usually do everything that Margot does. Margaret, excuse me. She is a wonderful, it's stimulating, inspiring.
A teacher. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, she's the best.
She does Zumba. She does total fitness. She does line dancing.
Oh, wow.
And you choose what it is that your body will allow.
Yeah. No, and that's important. And that's why we really have a variety. And our... I was, you know, running our statistics. So I like to do the end of the year stats, and there was over 1,000 participants in these exercise classes. You know, and the number keeps growing, which is really exciting.
And we're waiting for a new teacher for the.
We have a new teacher
for the yoga program.
Yes, we have a new one. It's Susan, I believe.
Okay. What time is that at the Roslyn?
At the Roslyn one, it's on. It got switched,
Wednesday.
I believe, to... Yeah, I can pull that up during the next break. I'll get you that. We actually just updated that information. But we have yoga classes. We have fitness classes. We have a thing called total fitness, Zumba, line dancing, and Tai Chi. You know, so it's really, as Iris said, which is nice, you know, everyone's got kind of a different level. But they're all keep you active.
Absolutely.
So do whatever is... Mm-hmm. Is good for you, but a lot of classes have already been filling up, which is crazy.
Particularly Margaret's.
Yeah. So you can call.
Shh. Now people are going to hear that. That's right.
That's
to get
why
Margaret.
I put my hand close to my mouth.
But call 311 or 869-6311 to register, because it's definitely something we're doing, and they're free, and you're getting access to amazing instructors. So I can't stress it enough how absolutely wonderful it is. So definitely check that out.
And parking is easy in every place that
you go.
Yes,
really? We found all the, you know.
I don't know where they are, so.
There's at Clint G. Martin Park.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay.
In New Hyde Park. They're at Port Washington Seniors, Adult Activity Center is their new name. And
the
that's
Roslyn
Port
Community
Washington,
Center?
The Roslyn Community Center.
Yeah, there is parking all those places.
Tully Park in New Hyde Park.
So that's never a concern,
nice.
In other words.
Yeah, Fuchillo Park in Carl Place, the Yes We Can Community Center. So they're all over the place and good things. And I also really want to remind people that our advisory committee meetings have kicked back up. And those are in each region. You know, they're different monthly meetings. And based on, obviously, your region, there's a different date. I think the Roslyn one was
just
this
yesterday.
Week, right? Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. So, Iris, you were there.
Always.
Oh, good,
always,
good.
Yeah. Iris, just give us a little plug
about
the advisories.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you.
I'm sorry?
A little plug about the advisories, because I think it's like nice to hear from a person who attends them.
Right. You know, there's a lot of data out there, people talking about the advisory committees and suggesting that people go on their local ones, whether it be in Great Neck, Roslyn, where are the others?
Mineola, it's in
depend
every region.
Upon your area.
Every area,
But it's like being on the inside. It is like being on the inside. You know more and in depth of what's going on and what's available to you. And even when things that are there and you don't require them, it's good to know, and you pass along that information to others. So I love it. First of all, there are a lot of intelligent people, just like conversation that we're having here. But of course,
thank you for calling me intelligent.
Yes.
For the new year, I figured kindness.
I love you.
She's got a lot of fingers on it.
That's how my grandsons are, too.
No, but you're absolutely right. You know, and I really want to stress, too.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I've forgotten the award that I received, you know, from
the senior recognition.
The recognition award. Yep. I tell you, that was, I thought I would just, my grandson said to me, I'll go. Mm-hmm. I said, no, they're going to hand me a piece of paper. I can handle that by myself. Well, it turned
absolutely.
Out to be quite something.
No, it's lovely, and we'll be doing that again.
In other words, within Project Independence, one feels honored to be part of it, but also one feels that one is recognized for being part of it, because many of us have volunteered for things.
Absolutely.
And, and here you're getting... You get feedback and appreciation. Yeah.
No, right, and that's an important, that's a very important thing to stress, because, you know, Project Independence, when we first started, started with advisory committees. We just had one. We were in the NORC, which was just a little area in New Hyde Park, you know, and obviously it expanded. But the advisory committees were always an integral part of the process because, you know, I said all of us, I mean, we're pretty much the same staff that was there, you know, a bazillion years ago. But the so we rely on the advisory committees because they know what's going on in their community. And, you know, North Hempstead's very diverse. Mm-hmm. Every area's got certain. There's similarities, but there's also a lot of different needs.
Yeah, the needs are sometimes different.
It varies.
Yes.
So that's why the advisory committees are so important because, you know, that's where you can bring your concerns or thoughts or programs that you think are needed. And, you know, Project Independence really takes that in. Discusses it and whether we can do it or someone else is, you know, there's always an answer.
There's information.
We're never like, sorry, you know.
Not at all. The staff is wonderful at all ends. And I appreciate the little notes that you send.
What it's about. It's all about the little things.
Yeah, but that's the point I'm making here. Yeah. Lots of times there's no recognition. There's no feedback. Mm-hmm. But not with Project Independence. You feel good about being part of it.
Yeah, and that's really, and you are a part of it because, like I said,
I couldn't be on this program if I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I enjoy every moment of being with each and every one of
that's
you.
That's what we like to hear. And with the advisory committees, too, I want to stress you are not committed to go to every single one. You know, you can pop in, pop out. You could say as much as you want or just be there to listen. You know, that's what I really want people to know. You don't have to feel nervous that you need to,
have
these brilliant, you know, revelations every meeting. But call 311 or 869-6311. And you could register. There's also great speakers that come to the advisory committees. So please.
It's a sharing experience.
Absolutely.
A very positive experience. No downside to it.
Absolutely. So I just really want to encourage people because we're always looking for, you know, new members. And it's really nice, too, to have different community organizations come in, into the fold, too. So please call 311 or 869-6311. I also want, because we never ever get to the next week's show, I want to tell people to tune in. We have on Shari Baton, who is our senior mobility manager, who will be on to talk about driving and traveling safely in ice and snow, which is certainly an important topic. You know, I always think Iris was on for the penguin walk conversation. We always like laugh at this was early on.
She was there yesterday,
yes, right.
And I asked her to duplicate it.
Did you? There you go. I remember on an early radio show, we had a fall prevention person on. And I remember her saying that, you know, that to do the penguin walk. And I think about that all the time when it's icy, because no matter any age, you should do the penguin walk to prevent, you know, falling down on the ice.
And so not to pick up your feet high. In other words, to keep your feet like you're mincing a walk.
Right.
Because then you're closer to the ground. Mm-hmm. And not your body, just your feet.
Right.
Yeah. But so Shari will be on. She'll give us a bunch of tips. She's always great. And then we have on coming on to talk about the New York State Adult Day Health Care Council, which should be interesting. So she's going to come on talking about that and what that entails as well. And, of course, we'll have Talk of the Town and Old Time Radio. So definitely check that out because we have a lot of great shows coming up. And I actually want to touch base on that, too, because I feel like I never get to promote all the great shows beforehand. We have a woman coming on on January 24th with an organization called Reason to Smile. It's a nonprofit organization. She actually works at Nassau Boces with my mom, but she also volunteers with this Reason to Smile and travels all over the world. So we'll find out a little bit about that. And we have on Jeff Stone, who is part of an organization called Project Help Long Island, which I'm really interested to learn about. So that's on the 24th. On the 31st, we have on, as we were just saying, a physical therapist coming in to talk about fall prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which is also certain that's perfect for our show, we have someone talking about laughter yoga.
Laughter yoga.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which might be our exercise. We might have found it, John. We might have finally. You could wear your Tai Chi pants while doing laughter.
They're still in the bag.
Yes. John did his first
laughter. Laughter comes from this part of the body. Yes, right?
I'm a firm believer in the benefits of laughter. So it's really great. She's an energy healing specialist and does laughter yoga. So.
Where does the therapist come from? The physiotherapist? Is it part of the star?
She's from New York Institute of Technology. Over there. Okay. So we've had her on before. She actually might have been the woman that was here, Samana Khan. She's great. We've had her on a bunch of times. But that should be a really fun show.
We have to take a break. Oh, that guy's name was Joe, right? Tai Chi guy?
Yes, Joe Panico, our Tai Chi.
He was so good and so exciting. And I bought Tai Chi pants, and I've never used them. I've never put them on. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.